Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
G'day, welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today, we want to talk about traveling and upcoming holidays. I know that some of you out there listening, May, June, it's kind of the summer holidays if you want to go to the US, or maybe you just want to take that kind of mid-year break if life is just getting too stressful. So we have a special guest to talk about how you can save potentially hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, on your dream holiday. And that is Tristan Dakin, the country manager, Australia and New Zealand for Wise. Tristan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So just a bit of background for those of you who don't know what Wise is, what they do. They initially started off as a remittance company. 10 years ago, they were known as TransferWise. But in 2021, they've rebadged as Wise. And this reinvention means that they're not just helping people save on remittances, they're also helping people on other things. A lot of their clients are sole traders who deal with multi-currency. You don't want to be calculating conversion between Australia and US dollars, Australia and other currencies. Let's just cut to the chase and save money through this alternative way of transacting. So firstly, I'm all set. I want to go. It's June, July. I want to go to LA. And now I have to book my flights and also book my accommodation. Now, I go onto the website and I can, of course, use my credit card, but there would be some cost to that. What would be an alternative way of paying for those?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the thing about a lot of the websites that you make the bookings through is you'll always be disclosed an Australian dollar cost if you're booking it from Australia. So they'll look at the IP where you're booking it and they'll put it into Aussie dollars. A lot of the airlines you'll be booking through or a lot of the hotels you're booking if you're going overseas actually don't work in Aussie dollars as their underlying currency. So there's a conversion going on at some stage there. So if you just pay with your bank card in the Aussie dollar fee that they give you on the website, there's probably going to be a massive fee charged in a conversion somewhere. So you're going to end up spending a lot more Aussie dollars to buy X amount of US dollars, for instance, if you're booking a US hotel. So there is ways that you can avoid that and have a lot more control and visibility over what you're being charged. There's a lot of products and services that are specifically designed to cut out that guesswork and to remove those fees. Obviously, the business that I work for, Wise, is one of those. So I think the first step is prepare in advance before you go and make these bookings. Have a think about how you're actually going to pay for it. And if you're just going to use your bank card, you're going to get charged a lot more. So have a look around, do some comparisons. Products like ours, so Wise offers, as you said, we offer remittance, multi-currency accounts. We have a debit card attached to the multi-currency account. The debit card is designed as a smart card and it's designed to act as a local debit card for whatever currency you're making a purchase in. So if you're on the website and you're booking a hotel in the States, even if you're quoted in Aussie dollars, there'll be an option to actually do that in US dollars, or it'll ask you, do you want to convert it at the local currency instead? If you pay with your Wise card, it will automatically do it in the local currency. So it'll do the transaction in US dollars and it will cut out all the exchange rate fees. So there's no FX markups, there's no international transaction fees associated with that. So every time you make those purchases from foreign websites or foreign businesses or foreign airlines, you can save on that conversion fee versus using your bank card. And it's sometimes in the order of magnitude of sort of 5-6 times less expensive by just using a specialty product that's using the local currency for that specific thing.
All right. So walk me through that, because I think for someone who's not really familiar with the process, like you said, we just look at the Aussie dollar rate.
Yep.
And away we go. So you've got a booking.com account. If something is, say, worth $2,000 under Aussie dollar, but yep, then you use this alternative way of paying for it, are you saying that potentially that $2,000 works out to be you know, 1,950, for example. Just
yeah,
a rough...
it's probably a lot more than that, but like the difference. But yeah, what I'm saying is, so if the hotel, say a hotel costs $200 a night in US dollars, so through a booking.com or if it's an airline Skyscanner or whatever it is, the Aussie dollar amount will be a lot higher that they display because they're using a bad exchange rate. So they'll take $200 and they'll figure out what's that going to cost in Aussie dollars plus our markup and display that to the end user.
Yes.
So if you just use your Wise card, you're paying for those $200, but it's going to be a lot less in the Australian dollar amount because it's going to be, as I said, about 5 or 6 times cheaper just on the FX markup.
Yes.
It sounds very complicated, but in reality, all it means is instead of using a bank card when you're plugging in your number to pay when you're checking out, if you use something like a Wise card, it's going to automatically do that for you and it's going to save you the money because it's going to make that transaction in US dollars. It's not going to do it in Aussie dollars and then there'd be a conversion afterwards. So it's just it's just a simple process. It sounds a little bit complicated on the back end and what's happening behind the scenes.
Yes.
But to the user, it should be very, very simple. And it's just literally using a different card and it'll cut out those extra fees. So
I feel like Tristan's probably frustrated explaining it to a lot of people. It's like, honestly, it's literally just the fact that the algorithm behind it detects that you wanted US dollars, therefore you pay a certain rate. But if they see that you want to pay in Aussie dollars, it just does all these numbers kind of calculation. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's the number one hack. If you want to book your flights or your accommodation, pay in the local currency and just consider alternative ways of payment. And as Tristan said, they have this platform Wise that allows for that. Okay, that's number one. I booked my flights, I booked my accommodation. You've just saved me maybe $500 now for a family, you know, 2 adults, 2 kids. Now I've landed and I forgot I don't have any cash. I now have to tap my card. Let's pretend that this is the Wise card that I'm using. It's a multi-currency platform. How do I then save? I mean, surely there are a lot of cards out there that do offer no fees when you're using your card in another country. How do you explain that?
Yeah, so there are a few. I mean, Wise is one. There's a few other companies that offer these things. And some banks offer travel cards as well. I think it goes back to my original point. Like the first thing is just be prepared, look around, do a bit of prep, do a bit of hunting, do a bit of research, try and understand what the fee structure is in these different things. I think like a lot of people end up just going overseas and just using the bank card or their credit card because it's just easy. They've
Absolutely.
Got it. They don't need to do anything else. It works.
Yes.
Cool. Don't think too much about it.
Yes.
And the killer is that there's all these hidden fees being charged every time you use it that you're not necessarily aware of unless you go back and actually see. So first thing is do a bit of prep, do a bit of research. There's 3 components to a fee that a bank will charge with their card when you're overseas. So one is just a processing fee. So in that scenario, you've landed. Let's just say you want to buy yourself a coffee at the airport. It's been a long flight.
Yes.
You go, you tap your card. If you're just using your bank card or your credit card, there's going to be a processing fee because you're using a terminal that's outside of Australia. It's not a local terminal. Then there's going to be an international transaction fee on top of that. And then there's going to be a conversion fee with an exchange rate markup. So there's 3 really significant fees there. And, you know, the absolute dollar amount on a coffee is pretty small. But when you extrapolate that over the course of your 2-week holiday, when you're paying for hotels or you're paying for taxis and things like that, it becomes really, really significant. And so the way that a specialty card, and I say that in inverted commas, but something like a Wise card works is those 3 fee components are completely removed. So you tap it, it acts like a local debit card. There's no processing fee. There's no international transaction fee. And there's no exchange rate conversion fee. It's all done at the mid-market rate. So straight away. The only fee you're charged again is that like it's a transparent dollar amount fee, which is just an operating expense for the card. It's significantly lower than what you're going to get charged to a bank. So I think like just getting it set up, have a think about the way you're going to use it as well. Is it going to be a physical card or are you going to put it on your Apple Pay or your GPay? So a Wise card, you can just add into your Apple Pay. And then whenever you're in another country that has a point of sale terminal, that's a Visa or MasterCard, you can just tap your Wise card as well. And it'll just function like a normal local card. But yeah, just getting those things set up before you travel, I think is key. And that's going to end up saving you a lot of money over the course of the holiday.
It's probably changing your mindset as well. I mean, I'm sure there are others out there who, like me, I just kind of surrendered to the fact that I'll be slugged with fees whenever I'm traveling.
Exactly.
Just for the convenience of it. You know, you're on holidays. You don't really want to think about it. You've just saved up that extra $1,000 or $500 for coffee that now costs $6 in Turkey, for example.
Exactly. But it's quite significant. Like for every $100 you spend, if you're saving 5% on every transaction, that's essentially $5 cash back that you're getting if you're just doing it properly. When I go traveling, the first thing I do, and my wife kind of laughs at me for being so regimented about it, is when we're at the airport, I go through booking.com, I go through Airbnb, I go into my Apple Pay, and I go to my Uber, and I make sure that my payment method is set as my Wise card for all those things. So when I'm overseas somewhere, if I go and get an Uber or if I book an Airbnb or something, it automatically just charges back to Wise and not my bank card. So I'm straight away, without even having to think about it, I avoid all those extra fees.
So that's the number two hack. You have to be intentional that, okay, I'm gearing up to this big holiday, and so I'll just set up the accounts that they can use.
Yep.
I mean, I use a different credit card for mine because of cybersecurity issues as well. You don't want to be tapping in some, you know, country that you're not going to go back. And by the way, you're now providing free coffee to this unknown person in another country.
Yeah.
So number two hack, just check your accounts and change the charging card.
Exactly. Yeah. Just on the security issue, there are ways around that as well. So one thing that Wise offers that your bank probably doesn't is a digital card. And you can open up as many different digital cards as you want. So if I'm going to Thailand for a holiday, I'll open up a Thailand digital card and just use that to spend when I'm overseas in Thailand. As soon as I land at home, I cancel that card. So that, you know, if there ever was some sort of someone that got hold of that card detail, they can't actually use it. Just quickly on cash, because that's one that you mentioned.
Yes.
It's a good idea to have an idea of where you're going. Are most transactions going to be, are you going to be able to use your card somewhere, or do you actually need cash? One thing that I would implore everyone to avoid at all costs is converting cash at an airport, at one of those cash exchanges like a Travelex. The markups that they charge are absolutely outrageous. Avoid it at all costs. You'll be getting ripped off every time. They charge like 10 to 15% just to convert your cash to other currencies. So if you can avoid that,
horrendous.
Avoid it.
I think our money readers are smarter than that. They never arrive at an airport without any cash, not changing their $50 Aussie notes into the local currency at the arrivals. All right. So a quick 1 minute roundup. We've talked about looking at the currencies, making sure that you change the charging account for any of these travel and hotel websites. Give us three more in 60 seconds. What are ways to save when you're traveling?
So ATMs, I think be really cautious about withdrawing money overseas from ATMs. Again, some really horrendous exchange rate markups. And again, I'm obviously plugging Wise a little bit here, but there's free ATM withdrawals in markets when you travel with Wise. So that's another one that you can avoid.
Booking ahead for restaurant reservations, or maybe especially if you're with a group of friends.
Yeah.
Maybe you pay for it with your card and
exactly.
Then everyone gets to share it.
Yep. So collecting those bookings into one. I mean, look, a really obvious one that people miss is, even if you're booking hotels and flights, try and book them in advance.
Prepaying.
Prepaying, last minute bookings for those things, you're always going to get charged an arm and a leg. So have a think about the holiday that you want to do in 6 months' time and try and get those things locked into place beforehand.
Well, I just feel like I'll be able to save so much now for my next holiday trip. Once again, Tristan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover through our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And today we talked about travel hacks with Tristan. But for those of you who are looking to do a side hustle and you're dealing with overseas transactions, this might be something that you want to check out as well. So you can look for more information through Wise's website. Finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for more money-saving tips. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy-to-understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.